Hello.
Hello.
Yes, I can hear you. Yes, ma'am. So go ahead to what you were saying.
Right. So the money that you guys have said that you're refunding, you have not refunded. It's not, you're either sending it to the wrong, like a different card that's not mine or something. It's not going through. And
Give me one second. Let me open your account. And yesterday, the billing department shared the receipt. Did you get that?
yeah, but you're sending it to something else because I haven't received it on my end, and it's been 2 weeks now. That's crazy. And if this is it, like, I just want all of it in one installment. You guys just give me all of my money back because I'm not doing this every month with you guys.
Let me explain you, ma'am, what happened. I really do understand your frustration. I really do understand that. I just opened your account and I just opened your screenshot that the billing department sent you. Your last four number of your credit card is 1008, right? Is this your
Yeah,
card
but it's
last?
also a MasterCard, or it's an American Express, and it should be the last five digits, 11008. So whatever you guys are doing is not correct.
Now what happened, ma'am? I just opened your account and I have the reason over here. What happened? Actually, we did refund your amount on the committed date. What happened? The bank hold that amount right from our hand. So yesterday, like last 2 days, we resolved that issue from the bank, and bank has released the amount. So now it will be in your account for sure.
Okay, well, can you guys just put the rest of the money in there then? Because I'm not, this is crazy, and there was no communication that that was happening at all on your guys' end. And you're just calling me, telling me, oh no, it should be there. It should be there. And now you're telling me this?
What happened, ma'am? The billing department sent you the email like we will contact the bank on Monday, and the billing department will get back to you. What happened, ma'am? I'm extremely apologies for this. What happened? The bank hold that amount for some reason, right? And we talked to the bank yesterday, right? And they have released your amount already. So it has been gone through from our bank from our account. So it will be in your account like
Why are you guys making it so up until this point you've made it that it's my fault that this isn't
No, it's
that
not
this
your fault.
hasn't gone through?
No,
This is my bank.
it's not
I'm
your
serious.
fault. It's not your fault.
Dealing with you guys has been fucking terrible, honestly. Like, this is it's awful. And then the other thing is with the installments, you guys all have it as on Friday that I'm supposed to be getting them. And none of the days are Friday. It's like today I should be getting another installment
Yes, ma'am.
refunded.
You are,
Yeah,
you are.
and you guys are saying Friday, May 10th. Well, that's wrong, right? And then the next one's like, I don't know, July 1st, which is a Wednesday, and you guys are saying Friday, July 1st, or June rather. It's very frustrating.
Ma'am,
Very. Nothing is consistent with you guys. You say one thing and then it's something else.
I really apologize for that, ma'am. So what I can do, as per the committed date, we will go ahead and refund your amount. As today is also, we will go ahead and refund your second installment. So you will have that. But the first installment, what happened, right? I really do understand that, and I really accept our mistake. Like we need to contact the bank, right? So bank hold the amount. That's why that amount, the first installment, didn't gone through. Right, so what happened? Yesterday we talked to the bank, and bank has been released your amount. It's already released from our bank side. So now it will be in your bank account, like today or tomorrow it will be for sure. Right, without any further discussion, it will be in your into your account. Right, in the next
Okay.
installment, we will definitely go ahead and made it on 10th May, which is today. We will definitely go ahead and make those installments for you, right? And that is from also you will have into your bank account next within 3 or 4 business working days, right? And as goes to the third installment and the fourth installment as well. So you will not face any more difficulty or problem from our side, ma'am. You already faced too many problems, and really apologies for that again, once again, right? And further on, you will not face any problem in the refund process. right? And I know you faced the problem in the first installment. I really apologize for that. But in the further installment, you will not face any problem, ma'am. This is my promise to you. And you don't need to worry. You will have that amount, the first installment amount, within the next today or might be tomorrow. It's already released from our bank side. It's happening. This has happened from my bank side. I do accept this mistake, right? But bank has hold that amount, but now the bank has released that amount already. So it will be in your bank account soon.
Okay, if I have to call you guys again, though, seriously.
No, you don't need to call us back, right? You don't, any further, you don't need to call us back for the any refund things, right? You will have all the things by email or as per the committed date.
So, okay, so today I should be getting another email saying that you're refunding another installment?
You will, you will. For sure you will get your email. Yes, ma'am. You will not get, you don't need to go back.
Well, I'll keep an eye on everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No problem. I really apologize for this inconvenience, ma'am. I'm so sorry for that. And you will definitely receive a next email for the next installment today as well.
Alright.
Anything else, Ashley, from my end?
No, thank you.
Thank you very much, Ashley. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.